This is Glenn Hauser with the World of Radio, 1872. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 5th, Alaska, Albania, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, Korea North, Kurdistan, Lithuania, Oklahoma, Paraguay, Romania, Russia, Sikkim, Solomon Islands, Somaliland, South Carolina, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Thailand, Tibet, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Walt Somony from Victoria, B.C. has been on another vacation to the north coast of Haida Gwaii Island, where his cottage provides much better DX reception conditions. So, starting with what he heard from Alaska, the U.S. Coast Guard is still running DRM test broadcasts from Kodiak. It's called Journaline. 2450 kilohertz was one frequency at 0500 UT March 30th, although he was not getting 100% copy. Better on 5200 March 25th at 0446. Powerful levels, he says, with three channels over this one DRM transmitter. Channel 1 is USCG Journaline at about 11.5 kbps. A news service, Channel 2 with Coast Guard AIS data, whatever that is, and Channel 3 with binary file pool. The latter two indicated unsupported data application on his Dream software. Radio Tirana, Albania was reported to be going off medium wave as well as short wave, which had already ended earlier, at the end of March. However, the medium wave frequencies are still being heard, so maybe they'll be on for another month or so. Mauno Ritola in Finland reports 1458 kilohertz at 1440 UT April 4th via a web receiver in Italy in Albanian. And Wolfgang Büchel reports at 0840 April 5th, a very tiny weak signal via remote receivers in Italy and Greece and Austria on the other high-power medium-wave frequency, 1394.960, as he measured it. Actually, Mauno replies that the other one he measured on 1457.65. LRA 36 Antarctica is still being reported by those able to pull in their extremely weak signal. Manuel Menez in Spain says 15476, March 29th at 1904 to 1916. Only audible on upper sideband, extremely weak, SINPO 14321. And Harald Kuhl in Germany reports to the British DX Club on April 3rd with very good HF propagation tonight. I heard it around 1930 UT on 15476, carrier plus USB, a typical program of Spanish announcements and Argentine music. Maybe the signal will get better in the coming days. At this time, even 10 meters was wide open between Europe and South America. As for Argentina itself, Arnaldo Eslayan reports on the GRA blog about RAI Argentina al Mundo employing new technologies, not including shortwave, which remains off the air and maybe will never come back. The new technology they're adding is Audio Now, which allows you to listen to certain stations over the telephone without additional cost. In fact, it's been set up to work in the United States. Other countries, Mexico and Canada and elsewhere, are to be added, but the phone number is not given. Bruce McGibbon sends a report from the Daily Post of Vanuatu, and Artie Bigley sends another similar story from Radio New Zealand International, that the government of Vanuatu has sent a formal submission to the Australia Senate Standing Committee overseeing Radio Australia, opposing the cutting of shortwave radio services to the Pacific. In measured but pointed language, the letter from Prime Minister Charlos Salwai says removing shortwave service to Vanuatu could cost many, many lives
in the likelihood of a major natural disaster such as Cyclone Pam. On a lighter note, Artie Bigley also sends a story from ABC itself. Northern Territory cattleman turns to humor to propose new broadcaster, Radio Outbackistan, to take over ABC's shortwave. You really need to see his cartoon. The story linked from the new DX Listening Digest, when published, number 17-14, via worldofradio.com. Or maybe you can find it if you search ABC on the word Outbackistan. As of April 4th, Brazil's major shortwave station, Rádio Nacional da Amazônia, had been missing for 15 nights in a row from 6180 and 11780, with not a word out of Brazil, even from Brazilian DXers, about what has happened to it or a show of any concern about it. Hold it via Ron Howard. This just in from WRTHFB, posted by Wender José Silva Marques on April 5th. RNA has been off the air because the federal government has not allocated the funds necessary to pay the electricity bill. They were hoping to have this taken care of and be back on the air in a few days. The information from a technician at the station, Noé Santana Cesar. Ron Howard in California reports, Gan'an PBS China, April 1st at 13:19, still on the odd frequency of 5979, close to 4 months since they moved there from 5970. It was December 3rd that Hiroyuki Kamatsubara in Japan first noted the change, still being heard in Chinese with a weak signal. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports that China National Radio is scheduled in the A17 season in the DRM mode. I'm not sure whether he's actually heard it or confirmed it. It's at 01 to 09 UT on 15580 or the alternate frequency 17800. It's from the site designated DOF, which, as I recall, is on Hainan and also suspected of being a major jamming site. This is 30 kilowatts at an azimuth of 16 degrees in Chinese, of course. Among the mix-ups almost every day at Radio Havana, Cuba, here's one we especially enjoy from Gilles Letourneau in Montreal. 10715 kilohertz, March 31st at 2352 UT until off at 2358. That's one of the HM01 Cuban spy numbers frequencies, but instead carrying Radio Havana, Cuba. You suppose they share the same transmitter site. March 30th at 2005 until off at 2020, Torsten Hamann in Germany had an interesting NID on 9684.6. A strong carrier but weak audio. A woman talking probably in French. Listening further on March 31st, he concludes it's probably part of the Radio Cairo Egypt mess. It was found again on that frequency after 19 UT. Russian is listed at 19 to 20 on 9685, but it was definitely not in Russian, but there was some African, if not Egyptian, music. It may have really been the Fulfulde language service, which is scheduled on a totally different frequency, 15700 until 2000, where he heard nothing. Radio Ethiopia is never on exactly 7235. Wolfgang Büschel heard a signal on 7236.974, March 31st at 1700. It was unstable, hopping 10 to 20 hertz up and down. And on April 3rd at 0411, I caught it on 7236.37, but barely modulated. It also carries some clandestine programs for neighboring Eritrea. Here's a rather obscure clandestine, one of many, for Ethiopia or Eritrea, because it's on the air for only half an hour a week. Reported by Roberto Pavanello in Vercelli, Italy, via DX Fanzine. Back on Sunday, February 26th at 1745 UT on 17765, Radio Kalacha Wolumbuma Oromia, or Front for the Independence of Oromia. Transmitter site is France. And the WRTH says It's based in the USA, Sundays only at 1730 to 1800. I believe we already gave the complete shortwave schedule in English from Deutsche Welle for the new season. It's at 16 to 17 UT. Peter W. Hansen says, it now puts in a great signal into South Florida on 21780 from Ascension Island every day this season that I've checked. From Haida Gwaii Island, B.C., Walt Salmaniv reports on the Indonesian around 4870, which is RRI Wamena. He was hearing it on March 25th, 26th, and 30th, such as from 1352 UT until sign-off just after 1500. Quite a lot of interference from over-the-horizon radar, but I did hear some identifiable announcements. The clear ID at 1452, for example, on March 26th. The best reception was on March 30th. But he has to use lower sideband to avoid a station in India just above 4870. He measured Wamena on 4869.908. I often hear at least the carrier from both of these. He wonders what the power is from Wamena. Aoki says it's only 300 watts. That's hard to believe, but WRTH in part of the listing says it's 10 kilowatts. Now from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, we have the third new frequency for Shokaze or Sea Breeze from Japan about North Korean abductions. The 16 to 17 UT broadcast has moved to 7215, like the earlier one at 13 on 6040 English appears only on Thursdays. Other days of the week, there's a mixture of Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. Ivo Ivanov says there's a minor change to the transmitter site schedule we gave last week for Dinga Kurdistania. As of April 4th on 11600, the transition from France to Pridnestrovia occurs at 1930 instead of 1900 UT. Christian Milling of Shortwave Service in Germany now provides the schedule for the special program he's produced in English, titled Bye Bye Sitkunai. It's about the switch off of the Sitkunai Lithuania transmitter and the history of radio in that country. Here we go to Western Europe, Sunday, April 16th at 17:01 for an hour on 9400 via Bulgaria. To Northern Europe and the Baltics, an hour later, Sunday, April 16th at 18 to 19 UT on 7465 via Armenia. And the other four broadcasts are all via WRMI. They are Saturday, April 15th at 22 on 5950. Sunday, April 16th at 21:30 on 9955. Monday, April 17th UT at midnight on 9395. And finally, UT Monday, April 17th at 03 on 9955, so that last one will be preempting World of Radio. He's offering special QSLs for this if you follow his explicit rules by postal mail only with return postage. Big news from the Oklahoma City market is that the venerable WKY930 flipped formats on Saturday, April 1st. It's still in Spanish, but sports talk instead of regional Mexican music. And they're with the ESPN Deportes Network. But I heard some local ads interspersed and PSAs. This is quite a change. They must have fired their local DJs. Two of them had been nicknamed in Spanish the Roadrunner and the Little Doll. I don't hear any mentions of their slogan, La Indomable, but it's still the website laindomable.com, but all the news on the homepage is about sports. Checking my archives, I find that the Indomable music format had been running already for just over 8 years, since the beginning of 2009. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1872. also bringing you the website worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Thomas van der Fleet in Naperville, Illinois, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by checking your money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Now filed under Paraguay, this in Spanish from the GRA blog. Thanks to information from our Swedish colleague Henrik Klimitz, we learned that on March 26th, Pastor Jose Holowaty passed away. You may remember him from decades ago on the San Francisco shortwave station KGEI, La Voz de la Amistad, which went off the air in 1994. Their frequencies used to be 9615 and 15280. He even did a DX program on KGEI. Since then, he's been in Paraguay running another station, not on shortwave, Radiodifusión América. Radio Romania International remains the major shortwave station in Europe, still broadcasting on shortwave to North America and in English. In fact, I was just listening to their 2030 UT broadcast coming in well on 11850, although they've been hinting that the days for shortwave there are numbered, or let us hope, the years. In Rustix, Dmitry Flagin reports in Deneb Radio DX about difficulties in correspondence, if not in transmission. They say there have been problems due to the change in the way of financing Romanian radio. The transition from the fee for TV and radio broadcasting, which financed our activity until February, changing to funding from the state budget. At the moment, Romanian radio is conducting a tender for postal services. Immediately after the completion of this, correspondence by regular mail will be resumed. All reports received in all versions will be confirmed by QSL cards, which have already been printed for the entire year 2017. We hope the completion of the tender will occur as soon as possible. But some hopeful news about shortwave next in RustDX, coming from the DXing.ru forum. It says, Chukotka and Magadan want to revive shortwave broadcasting. The issue is being worked out in Moscow. Broadcast shortwave will be from a radio center in Elizovo-Kamchatka territory. Two shortwave transmitters of 100 kilowatts of the type Thunder and Purga. From Asilo Mar State Beach, California, Ron Howard notes that AIR, All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim, had been off the air. At March 31st, he could only hear strong over-the-horizon radar on its frequency, 4835, vacated by Australia, blocking any chance of confirming Gangtok. But then he heard from correspondent in Assam, Gautam Kumar Sharma, who says, yes, it was back on the air March 31st, heard signing on at midnight 59 UT with a good, strong, steady signal nearby, and then into the Nepali language. And the next morning, Ron Howard was able to hear it on 4835, a carrier at 1256. Still some OTH radar interference, but the carrier was strong enough to cut through it. Ron Howard also keeps close track of Solomon Islands on 5020. You never know quite what they'll be doing after 12 UT. They have two different programming sources. So he reports on April 1st at 12:32 UT, another day with an extended broadcast, nonstop pop songs, and brief one-talk IDs. That's WANTOK from their FM service. Still going at 1350, but gone by 1409. And on April 3rd, he says, at 11:53, a Christian song before the start of evening devotional from SIBC. They said they were closing down with their ID and national anthem, but at 12:02, a seamless switchover to the Wontok FM 96.3 relay with the usual pop hit song, such as Love Hurts by Cher. Normal Wontok IDs still doing well past 14:02. Well, this time he didn't report the other programming. Sometimes it's just music with no WANTALK IDs. More from Ron Howard about Somaliland, Radio Hargeisa on 7120. April 1st, from 1326 to 1340, they were definitely in English as scheduled for the middle third of that hour, but it could only make out a word here and there. Seemed to be news until 1331, then non-Horn of Africa pop music. 1340, the usual theme music to end the 20-minute English segment. His local sunrise was 1353, and of course, he caught this by Long Path. Filed under South Carolina None, changes for Brother Hysterical. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says he's moved from 11600 to 11590, a good idea to avoid Dengue Kurdistania. That's between 16 and 20 UT as of March 30th. The transmitter is 50 kilowatts and 126 degrees to the Near and Middle East. However, by April 4th or 5th, the time span for this had changed to 1800 until 2030 UT. And on April 4th, I was rather surprised to be hearing him with good modulation and an S4 signal on 11590 at 1946. In fact, at this time, it had a stronger signal than what seemed to be parallel overcomer programming on WRMI 11580 next door and 11825. Strange things can happen when propagation otherwise seems degraded. April 2nd at 1637, I had a South Asian language, one of the few signals on the band, 15360. That's scheduled as Adventist World Radio, 125 kilowatts, 335 degrees from Sri Lanka. The 1630 to 17 UT broadcast is in Sindhi on Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, English on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Unfortunately, since English is not on Sundays, that means wave scan is not included on this transmission. The target broadcasts for the Sudans are on a new frequency, 11650. April 3rd at 0335, I was hearing Radio Tamazuk. This is the Madagascar transmitter site, followed by Radio Dibanga at 0429. These replace 7315 and supposedly also via Vatican on 9600, where I have not yet heard them. Radio Thailand has gone back to its summer frequency, 15590, instead of 13745 for the North American service. Transpolar, nevertheless, Peter W. Hansen in South Florida says it's coming in fairly well at midnight 11 UT, April 3rd. English is at midnight to 01 with a beam change from the east to the west coast at midnight 30 and another half hour in English at 0200. Details are likely to change from week to week, if not day to day, but for what it's worth. As of April 4th, here is the schedule for Voice of Tibet via the Tajikistan site between 12 and 14 UT. These are on odd split frequencies, while the Chicom jammers are 2 or 3 kilohertz away on even frequencies ending in 5 or 0. And the change times within these periods also are somewhat variable. I'll just give the start for each at 12, 11508, 1210, 11513, 1230, 15517, 1235, 15527, 1305, 15528, 1335 until 1400, 15517. The first half hour is in Chinese, the rest of the sesquihour in Tibetan. Cheryl Paskowitz in Wisconsin notified me April 3rd that Voice of Turkey, English to North America, was on a new frequency, 9735, heard at 2230 instead of 9830. I suspected this was another of their numerous mistakes, as 9735 is registered for a later broadcast to the east in Turkish at midnight to 02, which, however, I was not hearing at all. So we checked the next day, and just before 2200, yes, they were back on the scheduled frequency 9830, despite the radio teletype. I was hoping they were really moving permanently away from the interfered frequency. April 4th at 0122, I was surprised to hear Cuban pulse jamming on 6855, atop the music from WRMI, which seemed to be parallel, as usual now, the oldies channel on 9395. I wondered if Jeff White had put an exile program on 6855 to provoke jamming. At this particular time, there was no jamming on 9955 with the preacher in English. I notified Jeff White, and he replied, "That's wild, Glenn. No, there has never been any Cuban exile programming on 6855. In fact, the only such programming we have now is on 9955, Monday to Friday, reduced to half an hour at 2330 UT. That's it. Maybe the Cubans don't like oldies." That's Radio Libertad, which through April 7th would remain a full hour on 9955 at 2300. And it has always been very heavily jammed. In ABDX, Tim Hall in San Diego has been listening on his Toyota car radio and reports hearing on 1610 kHz, a station called KCR. April 3rd at 0138 UT, San Diego State University student radio station has returned to AM after many years as internet only, previously on 550 and 1620 kHz, KCR College Radio. He says, "I was several miles from campus, so I'm guessing it's probably a TIS transmitter, maybe 10 watts. My 56th station on 1610, mostly TIS HAR, but a few broadcast stations and a handful of talking houses from different realtors. There may be no shortwave broadcasts from Australia to Vanuatu, but there are still broadcasts on shortwave from Radio Vanuatu on 7259.96. Ron Howard in California says, "Much better reception than normal on April 1st, despite various ham interference." Some highlights of what he heard. At 11:39, an interview in vernacular, a few words in English. An indigenous pop song at 11:55. Christian preaching in vernacular followed. 12:03, nonstop Christian religious songs, many in English. A clear ID at 12:29. He says, "I'm still not hearing them on their other frequency, 3944.2. And then Sunday, April 2nd, a second day of superior reception. I found it hard to tune away, as it's not often heard so well. More syndicated Christian religious programming in English at 11:34 until 1200. At 12:30 to 13, religious program in vernacular, some nice organ music, 1300 to 1320, Radio Vanuatu ID, drums and blowing of conch shell, news in vernacular. Sports news at 1320, drums and blowing of conch shell at 1332, still hearing it at 1440 to 1453 and 1521 to 1528 with easy listening songs, including Christmas songs." And April 3rd was the third day of above average reception between 1244 and 1302. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storms peaking April 17th, ANK indices of 20 and 5, and G2 moderate storms April 23rd, A's and K's of 55 and 6. Solar flux dropping from 105 April 3rd to 75 by April 13th and back up to 92 by April 20th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1872.